The Shoemaker Bay Recreation Area is located at 4.5 miles of Movia Highway and is maintained by the city's Parks and Rec Department. For the past 4 years, former local resident Carmen Valerma and husband Dennis Pavlina have wanted to start a project that would tear down the current shelter at Shoemaker and rebuild a new, bigger one. Kim Koval is the director of Parks and Rec.
The idea that Carmen and Dennis had was to give something back to the Wrangell community, Carmen being born and raised here, and with the idea of the community helping out and everybody pitching in with this.
Although Valerma and Pavlina, who are seasonal residents of Wrangell, have gone forward with donating the lumber portion of the rebuild, there is frustration surrounding the momentum of the project, says Koval.
The concept of this idea was always to have the local businesses and community help out financially with this project also. And what he's looking for is the concrete, the windows, and the metal roofing, helping that. And right now, we're kind of in a holding pattern to try to get some more community involvement with this.
According to Koval, the Shoemaker Bay Recreation Site is the busiest city-maintained rec site in Wrangell, with City Park coming in second. Besides the shelter, the site, which is located on the waterfront, also has restrooms, tennis courts, a playground, and a newly restored stream bank. Koval says Shoemaker offers something for everyone.
We've added quite a few yards of fill dirt, and we're planting grass there currently and putting in fire rings and more picnic tables to enhance this recreation area.
The current shelter is around 20 by 24 feet. The new shelter would be double the size at 30 by 40 feet. Koval thinks the well-used site could benefit from a new shelter and provide for more recreational opportunities. Koval hopes to be able to seize this opportunity.
The park and recreation budget, of course, it doesn't sustain itself, so these kind of opportunities come few and far between to enhance our recreation facilities. So I was really looking forward to this, and I hope it can still happen.
Koval has been compiling a list of volunteers who would be willing to help out with the building portion of the project once the concrete, the windows, and the metal roofing components are funded. When these volunteers will be needed, though, is uncertain.
At this time, I do not know. I think if nobody steps up the plate to help out with this, it might not happen at all. So I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Koval is still collecting names for the list of volunteers for the building portion of the Shoemaker shelter. To get on that list, call Koval at 874-2444. In Wrangell, this is Lisa Fu.